Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios,
driven by General Tire
and powered by 1-800-LOAN-MART.
Get cash fast when you need it.
It's Speed Freaks, motorsports radio redefined, with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Statman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday, Freak Nation, and we've got you a super encore edition of Speed Freaks from last week's Daytona 24 Hours. Welcome back with Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Thank you, Cottonwood Tire, for making this thing possible, hanging out at Daytona International Speedway in the Media Center. Just a bitchin' Rolex 24 wrapping up. You heard your winners here in the Freak Nation, the Taylor brothers, Max Angelelli, Jeff Gordon, we're all in here. You missed any of the show, go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. Earlier this weekend, we caught up with Dario Franchitti, multiple Indy 500 winner, of course, big-time IndyCar driver, had his stints in NASCAR, and of course, with sports cars running for Chip Ganassi, he was the Grand Marshal for the 2017 WeatherTech Sports Car Championship kickoff here in Daytona. It's Dario Franchitti, only in the Freak Nation, Dario style, but a little bit of freak. Now, Speed Freaks Pits and Lucas Oil Studios. Dario, I asked you when you walked in, looking up at this television set, what do you not miss about this race? And you said, not a thing. Yeah. Meaning what?
I'd get in this race, I would get in a minute. It was funny, I was sitting in the driver's meeting this morning. I had to give him some words of wisdom about being patient and all that crap. And I said to them, I'm not the guy to tell you, because the first time I did this race, I got a jump start penalty, which I did in a 24-hour race. I was like, God. But I started thinking, I was like, listen to Bo Barfield, I'm going, yeah, okay, that bit. And I suddenly thought, what are you doing? You're not driving. But I went into automatic pilot. And I loved coming here, because it was not as much pressure as an IndyCar race. And, you know, I would drive with Dixon quite a lot, and Jamie Mack and Kyle Larson, and we got into quite a good rhythm. And I had a good time. But the IndyCar stuff, though, I literally sit on the time and stand watching those guys going,
When did that attitude towards IndyCar come about for you?
What date was that? September, whatever it was, or October the 10th.
Houston.
My brain just shifted. And it's so much easier to sit on that timing stand and say, well, you've got to do this and you should do that. And why are you doing this? You know, rather than actually having to do it, just telling people what they're doing wrong. It's actually quite fun in the case of Tony Kanaan. I love telling him what he's doing wrong. It's the commitment level to drive an Indy car fast, road course or especially oval, is intense, and I just don't have that anymore.
I can imagine the intensity at a place like Texas. For the spectator, it looks like a video game. You guys are just going infinitely fast.
Texas Motor Speedway?
Is it the same thing for the behind the driver's seat? Does that appear faster than anywhere else?
No, I think the one that feels the fastest is Iowa. 17 or 18 second laps. That's nuts. It's absolutely mad. And as the track ages as well, the cars are sliding about a bit more in the places
see,
like
for
that.
For us, that would have no... That has no bearing for speed. Texas seems like it's animation. It seems unreal.
I tell you, Texas is going to be fast with this resurfacing job.
Yeah. Ooh, for IndyCar, yes.
Can you imagine?
Again, we get to sit there and go.
That's going to be intense. Even a cup car. I say even a cup car.
Right.
I mean, they're hauling already around there. That's going to be quick. Old Eddie Gossage is going to be going.
Yeah, bring it on.
Yeah, exactly.
But isn't it cool, though, how, I mean, I hate the cliche, everything happens for a reason, but you are able now to be, I mean, you're an awesome dad, you can just kind of chill, and your job has changed with Ganassi, and you're having a lot of fun, Dario.
Life is different. I say that a lot to my wife. I say to Ellie, I said, you're lucky you didn't know when I was driving, because I was a dick. And I mean, you guys have known me a long, long time, and I was intense, and... Mm-hmm. When I'm at the track, I'm still intense, and I still want to help the guys any way I can, but it's a different level of intensity. And I'm busy between the Ganassi thing, between Formula E, doing stuff with Acura with the NSX and all that, and Goodwood TV. I'm busy, but it's not as intense, and I can sort of just hang out and play with Sophia and have a good time. And I watched Dixon do that, and it just, I don't know how he does it. He's sitting there and he's hugging his girls before the race, and then he gets in and just puts on this clinic. And you just think, I couldn't do that.
You don't think you could have?
No, I couldn't.
I bet, yes, you could.
No way. I could do one or the other. And I couldn't do both. No way.
Huh. No. That's interesting. You don't think it's just because you're in a different time in your life now?
No, I had to be all in. I mean, I had a notebook next to my bed. And I used to wake up in the middle of the night and start writing down ideas for sort of what went wrong last weekend with the setup and how I screwed up some corner.
Really?
I was not the easiest person to live with.
I've talked to a lot of drivers who have all different ideas about how they learn new racetracks. Some of them keep notebooks like you do. Some of them go seat of the pants. Some of them get a video game. How did you learn a track that you'd never been to?
I would walk them. Just do track walks. Like if you came to a, even when I knew the place, if you came to St. Pete on a Friday or Saturday night, chances are you'd have found me walking around it.
And
like 9:30 at night. And
what can you learn from walking the track when you're going 200 miles an hour when you're on the track?
Because of experience, you understand what a corner looks like and you can sort of read the bumps. And the street course racing is about reading the surfaces and the bumps as much as the angle of the corner. And most of those corners are blind. Huh. So when you turn in, you've got to know exactly what is on the other side, both in terms of the bumps and the grip level over those different surfaces. And I was always analysing that.
You ever get fooled?
Oh, God, yeah. All the time.
So when you look at it, you come up to turn one, and it looks like this, and at speed, it looks like something completely different.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Yeah. I guess a lot of places I got fooled less times maybe than the other guys, but sometimes I properly screwed it up too.
Grand Marshal for your Daytona 24-hour and former IndyCar pilot. I say former. It doesn't sound like the dude's ever going to hop back in an IndyCar. Dario Franchitti joining Speed Freaks. Thanks to our friends at Continental Tires and the Lucas Oil Studios. And I poked my head into the championships lounge or whatever they call the big area over there in the tower. And you're up there on stage. Who was that you were with on stage?
Murray Smith.
Murray Smith. Yeah. Another Scott?
Yeah, Murray is from Scotland, and he looks after basically Rolex and racing. Okay. And has done for a long, long time.
But there was a story that you gave, and remember, this is radio, a story you gave about Chip Ganassi and how he would tell all of his drivers if you wrecked a car. Go through that story again about whose fault it is and so forth.
See the fear in my eyes there. A Chip story. Chip gets that fear in his eye when I'm going to tell a Chip story. He's like,
wait, we didn't talk about this.
Exactly, not that one. He would sit there, and we'd have these sort of team meetings on a Friday afternoon for this race. And we knew what was coming, but the new guys would be sitting there and go, okay, here's the deal. If you hit another car, that's your fault. If another car hits you, that is your fault.
That's your fault.
If you drive off the track, that is your fault. If somebody else pushes you off the track, that is also your fault. In fact, the only way it's not going to be your fault is if a meteor comes out of the sky and smashes into your car. Then at that point, it might not be your fault.
It might not be.
And if it's your fault, I'll be having a word with you. Thanks for the pep talk, Chip.
I want to see new drivers when he says that.
Oh, Chip is king of the pep talks, honestly.
Is he really?
Oh, man.
You've driven for some owners, man.
Yes, I have.
Is he the king of the...
His pep talks are funny.
Does he fire you up or just kind of make you go, what the hell did he just say?
One time in Indy, when we had that first year of the multiple qualifying attempts.
Oh, yeah?
Remember that?
Okay.
And I was on qualifying attempt 6, and I was ready to hang myself from the pagoda. Honestly, my sense of humor was gone. My nerves were done. And I just didn't want any more part of it. I was so out, just worn out, mentally worn out. And he comes up to the car, and I'm sitting in there. And he's like, and I was always a quiet person. I was like, yeah, you know, none of that crap. I was like sitting there, and I would be very focused on what I had to do. And he's like, are you ready? You ready, man?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, are you ready? Yeah. And he starts like smacking the side of the helmet. I'm like, but he did. He got me fired. He got me so angry because he was annoying me that he got me fired up, and I managed to get through the qualifying.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
But so his annoyance worked.
Oh, that time, yeah. But his. I'm trying to think of some of the Ganassi pep talks I have had. Like, they're legendary. Though they're so to the point. He's
just basically don't.
Oh, I have heard him say that to me too. He is just funny, like in all senses of the word, he's mega. And, you know, they're all different. Team owners,
yeah,
like drivers,
without question.
All, you know them all. They're all different. And Chip can be a total hard ass, and he can be just the nicest person. And, you know, in a personal setting away from a racetrack,
mm-hmm.
he's done a lot of stuff for me in my life that, you know, was above and beyond. And he's, yeah.
That's really cool. That's cool to hear. Because sometimes Ganassi can get a bad rap. But you know what? From what we've seen and we laughed with him and had fun with him in interviews, he seems like he can be a real big teddy bear.
Oh, he can. But he can also, trust me, he can lay down the law like few I've ever seen.
But that's what gets the best out of people. His employees or whoever.
Some people.
Oh, yeah. He knows when, in my opinion, he knows when to do it. When to put his arm around you and when to just absolutely... In fact, the only falling out we've ever had, we were coming back from Laguna. We did Dixon and I did a Grand Am race, I think it was at the time, to help out the team. And he's like, hey, can you do this? Yeah. So we're coming back and Chip flew us home. And I brought my backpack on the plane and he just had a meltdown.
What?
And I was like, what? All the stuff, all the cars I've wrecked to yours, all the shit that I've done, and you're going to have a... And then we sat the whole way from Laguna to Pittsburgh facing each other and didn't speak a word.
From Laguna Seca to Pittsburgh.
It was a long flight.
Because of a backpack.
Yeah, but that's, you know, that's Chip. And,
right.
God. But his way of doing it is like, what do you need as a driver? What do you need? And if you tell him what you need and he'll go get you it, then he expects results. But
so his success as a team owner, his success as a businessman, has any of that rubbed off on you and you've been able to take that into your post-race career?
I've definitely learned from him. You know, as I continue to work with the organization, I rely on him and Mike Hull a lot.
Yeah,
you know, I work with Mike. Part of my job now is working with Mike to sort of help what's going on and you know, put my 10 cents in. Mike ultimately makes all the decisions, work with Scott Harner, Barry Wanzer, those guys, as well as the drivers. And I've learned a lot from those guys, the way they go racing.
In some, especially in college sports, like in North Carolina, Dean Smith and Mike Krzyzewski at Duke, the players graduate, go on to professional careers, and they come back. And it's like a fraternity of guys that played for these. Does Ganassi have that same kind of pull to drivers when they leave? They still come back to him and call and say, hey, Chip, what about... Can you help me? What do I need to do?
I think he has, you know, there's no doubt he's had his battles with, I'm thinking Vassar, Zanardi, Montoya, they've all had you have that. But I spoke to Vassar this morning, give me a call. They all still are buddies.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, and we've done Target events before and they've all come back and yeah, there's that draw. And I feel the fact that I'm still involved has a lot to do with Chip and the fact that he just, you know, he sees value in it because he's not going to pay me if he doesn't. But I feel really lucky that I get to hang out with that bunch of people that I like so much.
Years ago, he was a driver. Does that permeate what he is now? Does he still have that little corner of his mind to think like a driver?
I don't think so. I honestly don't. I've watched him. I told this story the other night. We were at Indy first year, 14, I think it was, and we there. I think they ran Tony out of fuel and Scott crashed or something. Wasn't a good day.
Oh.
And I'm sitting next to the big guy on the timing stand, and he goes, well, that one very good, was it? Well, not his exact word, I think he's... No, he did. He didn't swear. He said that one. He doesn't swear much. That wasn't very good. I've had better days than that. He goes, oh, well, I'm off to Charlotte. For the 600.
Oh, that's right.
Took his headset off and left. And I felt for him because he had no control over what was going on. Mm. He just put the pieces on the chessboard and he let everybody else do their stuff and it blew up.
Oh,
people equate him and the success to Roger Penske. Does he see the rivalry? Is there a competition between him and the captain?
You got to ask him, but I think in order to win, you got to beat the captain. You got to beat Michael's guys. I'm a massive fan of Roger. I would go so far as to say I think we're friends. he's my local Ferrari and Porsche dealer too, so I spend a lot of money with him. He did actually sell me a car recently himself. It was quite funny.
Is he a good salesman?
Oh God, he's the best. But he... I always got a lot of satisfaction out of beating the Penske guys because I knew they were the best. And you got to, with Roger, you got to go through them and Tim Sindrick and all those guys. And Tim and I have had some crosswords in the past, but there's a lot of respect down the drivers too. You know, Willie P and I, since I retired, we've become quite good buddies. And obviously he's a new dad and he's going through all that stuff. And I'm going to start sending him inappropriate gifts like motorbikes and stuff.
Because your sense of humor matches his. It's just, it's good.
Yeah, he's. I was looking for a picture the other day of that last podium we did together in Sonoma when we were literally calling each other the C word on the podium.
Whoa.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Whoa. Yeah. Why?
Because he'd pushed me off on the last restart and I was not happy. And he thought I was in the wrong and we just... He brought up something I'd done 2 years previous, and I told him,
it was
just
funny.
We were going to town. It was really...
So meanwhile, everybody's laughing with you guys and having fun, and you guys are just saying these words in between your smiles.
No, I didn't smile. Google the podium. He won the bloody race. I was so pissed. And Justin Wilson was on it, and Justin's just like, what are you two doing?
No arguments here. One of the greatest open-wheel drivers ever, Dario Franchitti, the Rolex 24 Grand Marshal, joining Speed Freaks on a Sunday night from the Lucas Oil Studios. And again, thanks to our friends at Continental Tire. Coming up next, we caught up with 16-time NHRA Funny Car Champion as he was testing in Phoenix this week. You don't want to miss it. John Force, Unplugged, and then some. It's next. Speed Freaks Pits in the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Howdy, my name's Jeff. I'm from the Show Me State, Missouri. We process coconuts. We got a patent. Turns out nothing better for soaking up the wet stuff. It's used on fire trucks, used on farms. One day a cat's walking around the plant, nature called, picks a spot in our product, shows me it's a better kitty litter. Cat spot is what we call it. Different, all natural, dust free, earth friendly. Zaps cat urine smell. Hey, it's guaranteed. Scoop it and stir it daily. End of the month, toss it in your lawn, put it in your garden. It's not like those clay or silica litters that clog up all the landfills to the tune of about 8 billion pounds a year. Hey, you won't find it in the stores. We FedEx the cat spot to your front door. You visit catspotlitter.com. You watch the video, read the reviews, and then just join up. Hey, there's no risk. If your cat don't like it, hey, that ain't no problem. We'll give you your money back. Just go to catspotlitter.com. Hey, I appreciate it.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV-TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Pulling League. It's all on MAV-TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV-TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV-TV is motorsports.
Looking for more performance out of your car or truck? Looking to do it without breaking the bank? Then look no further than Lucas Octane Booster. Just one little bottle can increase the boost from your turbocharger while promoting a clean fuel burn for lower emissions. Lucas Octane Booster is a genuine engine performance enhancer that is safe for turbos, oxygen sensors, and catalytic converters. It stops the knocks while raising MPG in high compression engines. Not bad from one little red bottle.
Hey, it's Kenny Sargent, and for over 100 years, General Tires provided tires for your lifestyle and your adventure. From the ultra-high-performance G-Max AS03 to the all-new Grabber X3 for extreme mud, dirt, and rock, General Tire has a tire that will get you there. Between September 1st and October 15th, receive a Visa rebate card for up to $70 with the purchase of 4 qualifying General Tires. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. Remember, with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get 4 No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Freaks on a Super Bowl Sunday night, and every time John Force rolls into the Freak Nation, you never know what the cat's going to say, including this time. We caught up with him a few days ago while he was testing in Phoenix prior to the 2017 season, and what else can I say? It's vintage 16-time John Force in the Freak Nation.
John, welcome back in the Freak Nation, bud.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you have kids?
I've got kids.
Let's talk about things that really matter. Do you have kids?
We have a 3-year-old daughter, John Force.
Okay. But to the folks out there, the fans, if you don't have kids, you must have a cat. Well, this is John Force, 16-time funny car champion, and if you got a cat, it's Cat Spot for sand litter. It's unbelievable. Your cat will love you more, and your house will smell better. You get a chance, listen to John Force, Cat Spot, the NHRA champ. Bitching, huh?
Wow, man.
Wow.
Okay. Wow.
I'm hired.
I think you are hired.
We're flying out here.
Well, yes, you guys are.
I did okay. I run 88. Robert Height ran 84. My daughter, Brittany, that Top Fuel Monster machine, you know, ran 60, 70 flat. And all the cars are running good, but Courtney in that brand new Advance Auto Parts Chevrolet 80 flat. I don't know if she's just lucky or what, a girl, but I was impressed. And but we're having a good weekend. Testing's going good. And Jimmy Prox on board. Auto Club's here. My new Peak deal is going to be announced at Pomona. And John Force is a happy camper.
John Force, we see NFLers retiring early because they're just kind of tired of the schedule, the crazy busy schedule that sports can bring. You guys in NHRA, you have just as crazy a schedule. But as drivers and you guys still needing to be physically fit to the nth degree, you keep going a lot longer. Why is that?
I just left the gym and came up here. I worked out for about an hour, and I'm going to go back and finish my workout. That's what I have to do to stay up with the kids. But, you know, this is a job. We say it lasts 4 or 5 seconds out there. But, you know, it speeds at over 330 miles an hour. But I'll tell you, we live it 7 days a week. And I'm going to test here. I've been here. I landed Tuesday, met with sponsors, came out to the racetrack, Matt Tool folks, the fans. We'll test every day. I'll test all day Sunday. It's Super Bowl, but Jimmy Brock and Chris Cunningham, they want to run Sunday. I'm getting on a plane Sunday night for Chicago. I'm filming commercials with Peak Motor Oil now. So it's a job that I love. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of plug-in sponsors, a lot of shows like yours, but it's fun. And, hell, you guys been around pretty close almost long. Well, you can't be because you're not even half my age.
You're damn straight.
You're not even a quarter of my
age. So John Forrest is not going to be able to watch the Super Bowl this weekend. Damn it.
No, I'm going to try to catch it in airports because I'm excited about what's going on, and I just think it's great. Old Brady's still trying to prove himself. We'll see what Atlanta does. Brady after the deflate gate or whatever. Am I talking about the right quarterback?
Yes, you are.
Hell, I can't keep up. But I'm excited about it. I'll catch it between airports, getting to Chicago. But I'm testing right now. I'm living the dream. Took my grandchildren, Jacob, Noah, and Autumn, fishing in Anaheim Lake last Sunday, caught 5 trout. That was a greatest experience for me to set out there with them. I tried to film it, and Ashley's got it. She's trying to fix it. But she goes, Dad, you dropped the phone almost in the water. She almost shoved the kids in the water trying to film. But we caught fish, and they love their grandpa.
NHRA Funny Car Champion 16 times over.
Fisherman.
Testing and fisherman testing at Wild Horse Pass. John Force joining the Freaks. John Force, of all the big-time athletes that you met over your four-decade career, which one or two stands out the most that have walked into your pits or you've walked into the stadium and met them?
Well, everybody knows. In Top Fuel, Big Daddy, Don Garlitz was the man, and Shirley, the lady in Top Fuel, Shirley Muldowney. But, you know, it's the Don Perdomes, you know, of the world, the Tom the Mongooses, Raymond Beatles, Kenny Bernstein. These were guys of my era, and I'm still fighting, and I know they love me, but they look at me like I'm ridiculous, why I'm doing this, you know. But, you know, I love it. I haven't met, you know, I'm a Jeff Gordon, Dale Earnhardt, now Dale Earnhardt Jr. fans, and of course, Bobby Rahal. I watched him win the Indy 500. Then his son went and married my daughter, Courtney. I don't know what I'm going to do about that. But in the process, I met so many. In my life, you know, I would like to met somebody like Babe Ruth. You know, I like to meet the Cubs after 102 years. They finally won. This is. You know, that is history. Peyton Manning was a big hero of mine. And of course, you know, Kobe Bryant, Laker fan. But now we got the Rams back. I'm going to build. I had my Ram football helmet and uniform, you know, in the early days. And it goes back so far, you guys wouldn't even know who the stars were. The Rams are back in L.A., so I hear the Chargers are coming. But I'm excited about that. I'm going to go see some football games. I'm going to spend all my time racing and then home with my wife, Lori, and my grandchildren and my kids. Life's really good. Get to be on your show. And racing's easy. 10,000 horsepower. Hey, we'll be at Mark Christopher Chevrolet Tuesday night out by the Ontario Airport in the evening Tuesday night around 4 to 7. Hell, we'll be there till you come or till you leave. But see the stars, Robert Hype, Brittany Force, Courtney Force, and myself. We'll be there in our hot rods and see some new paint schemes. And I'm excited about that. So Get a chance, stop by, see the new Chevrolets and trucks. And let's get back to the interview. Let me say something that the fans want to hear.
Jesus. John, for the Freak Nation who's not familiar with John Force, it's true that you dressed up as Wendy from Wendy's about 30 years ago. Is that right?
I did whatever it took to make a living. We were in Montreal, and I was racing for Wendy's. We went out to do the show. Car was going to be there all day, and the guy said, man, the Wendy's girl didn't show up. They have a costume. They hire a local from an agency. A girl comes out. I said, what's that cost? And they said, pay $75. I said, I only got 50 for the car being here and the team. I put on the dress, put on the wig, old hairy legs, and everybody knew it was me, but we had fun. And in the early days, Tom Steve Chevrolet, I was a tree one time because the guy didn't show up to do that, and I got inside a tree because the little kids were like, there's supposed to be a talking tree. And I did that. I love that kind of stuff. I'm an old ham. You know what I mean?
Oh,
but, yeah, I've done a little bit of everything.
And now you're cleaning out cat boxes with cat spot litter and catspotlitter.com.
I got a cat named Champ, okay?
Right. It's
after me, the champion, a Persian cat. And then my daughter Brittany's got her cat. Can't remember the cat's name. She was going to name it Monster, which I thought was perfect for her sponsor. And it is a monster. She should have named it that. I forget the name now. She'll be mad about it. If she hears this show, she'll go, I miss my... Anyway, the cat's at the house with Mom. And Mom's actually at Legoland with my grandsons and took a weekend off, let us go testing. But these cats are unbelievable. And you know the things you learn that's amazing?
What?
Like my wife said, the cat just quit pooping in the sandbox. Well, what's wrong with him? Was he got mental stress or something? She goes, yeah, being around this house with you. So I went in there one day. My grandson just said, well, Grandpa, I see him getting a sandbox, and he's too big. Well, we bought him when he was a baby. And now he's grown up here in the last year, and all of a sudden now the sandbox is just too small. Got a bigger sandbox, no problem. But, you know, you got to watch the color of the sand sometimes. These new cats, the new era, they're like our kids. They want things different, and that's why Cat Spot will fill all your cat's needs. And I ain't even getting paid for this. I better make an auto club or I'm going to get fired. Be there at Pomona, Auto Club Raceway, greatest show on earth. We are P.T. Barnum. We haven't got any elephants. They don't have elephants either, but we got 300-mile-an-hour, you know, 10,000 horsepower, top fuel funny cars, dragsters, pro stock, from the grassroots all the way up. It's the greatest show on earth.
Man, John Force, 16-time NHRA funny car champion. John Force Racing. Wow. Johnny, we're looking forward to this season, buddy. And,
oh, yeah.
Doing some time together, all right, friend?
I always look forward to your show. I'll get a million calls. Like, you were on the show again, because we can get a little loose here and get a little crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, just want to thank you for what you have done. You two staying together and keeping this thing alive. Never give up the dream.
Attaboy.
Remember the guy named, I forgot his name. There's a new movie called The Founder. And Ray Kroc, or Kroc, and he said, it was never about selling hamburgers at McDonald's. It was about the renting the land, renting the building.
Oh my God!
When a depression goes in, maybe people quit eating hamburgers, but they still got to pay the rent for the building they rented. So what I'm saying is, in life, chasing a dream, you never know what that dream's going to be. And when you think a direction you're going, you're going to get there. And one day you get there, and it ain't what you were chasing your whole life. God has a plan. Remember that. Okay, and if you're not religious, God bless you. Have your own plan. Because
yeah.
I'm with everyone has an opinion, and I love that. And getting to love the internet, I'm learning all about it. Love your show, and God bless America.
Tony John, Robbins, John Force.
We'll talk to you soon, buddy. Thank you for that words of wisdom.
Love you, love you, love you.
Love
Take
you, bud.
The cats out there, they love you. Bye bye.
See you.
Coming up next, this dude, 3 years ago, almost died. Well. Should be paralyzed, frankly. His name is Mimmo Gidley. And if you're a sports car fan, if you're a motorhead, you know Mimmo Gidley and the walk, the crawl back that he's made to actually be here in Daytona just to have conversations with people. And the dude's looking for a ride. It's incredible. He joins us next at Speed Freaks Pits in the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Howdy, my name's Jeff. I'm from the Show Me State, Missouri. We process coconuts. We got a patent. Turns out nothing better for soaking up the wet stuff. It's used on fire trucks, used on farms. One day a cat's walking around the plant, nature called, picks a spot in our product, shows me it's a better kitty litter. Cat spot is what we call it. Different, all natural, dust free, earth friendly. Zaps cat urine smell. Hey, it's guaranteed. Scoop it and stir it daily. End of the month, toss it in your lawn, put it in your garden. It's not like those clay or silica litters that clog up all the landfills to the tune of about 8 billion pounds a year. Hey, you won't find it in the stores. We FedEx the cat spot to your front door. You visit catspotlitter.com. You watch the video, read the reviews, and then just join up. Hey, there's no risk. If your cat don't like it, hey, that ain't no problem. We'll give you your money back. Just go to catspotlitter.com. Hey, I appreciate it.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Pulling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Looking for more performance out of your car or truck? Looking to do it without breaking the bank? Then look no further than Lucas Octane Booster. Just one little bottle can increase the boost from your turbocharger while promoting a clean fuel burn for lower emissions. Lucas Octane Booster is a genuine engine performance enhancer that is safe for turbos, oxygen sensors, and catalytic converters. It stops the knocks while raising MPG in high compression engines. Not bad from one little red bottle.
Hey, it's Kenny Sargent, and for over 100 years, General Tires provided tires for your lifestyle and your adventure. From the ultra-high performance G-Max AS03 to the all-new Grabber X3 for extreme mud, dirt, and rock, General Tire has a tire that will get you there. Between September 1st and October 15th, receive a Visa rebate card for up to $70 with the purchase of 4 qualifying General Tires. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. Remember, with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get 4 No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsports Radio Redefined.
at Speed Freaks, at Speed Freaks on Twitter, and of course on Facebook. We're on Facebook Live. We're everywhere thanks to our friends at Continental Tire.
And we're on the Gidley GoPro, too.
Yeah.
I mean, check this out.
she's a first timer, so we'll see how the footage turns out.
You can't go wrong with GoPros. Those are pretty stout.
Show your face. Show your face on Facebook Live.
My wife, Maddie.
There you go. Your wife, Maddie.
Love it.
And I'm over here, and again, good to be with you guys here in the Freak Nation. And good to have this happy bastard back in the Freak Nation.
Thank you.
3 years ago this month where you just damn near plowed through about 14 cars. Luckily, it was just one.
Absolutely.
At the time, Memo Gidley joining Speed Freaks. And you say you don't remember anything of that accident.
Right. I don't. Yeah. I mean, that was a combination of knocked out on impact. And then I was aware getting out of the car, but I don't remember it. But I was probably under so much pain. And then by the time I went to the hospital, between the pain medication they had me on and also the anesthesia from the three surgeries in like 5 days, I was pretty out of it for about a week.
When you had the accident and when they got you out of the car, did they get you out or could you actually get yourself out of the car?
I wish I could get myself out.
Because I didn't see video of that. You...
Yeah. No. Basically, the only thing that sort of worked was my right arm. So I would have had to have, like, pull myself out that way. But, I had 12 broken bones and, fractured legs, kneecaps, fractured arms, broken back. And I was definitely not moving at that point. Couldn't slide in and out of that Gainsco car for sure.
You talked earlier with us about how the body is amazing and how it masks pain sometimes and how it helps to heal and how it takes its own time to heal. So from that point and how you're saying, I couldn't really do much. You were kind of aware but couldn't do anything. And then through this recovery, explain some of the bizarre things that have gone on with your body.
Yeah, it definitely helps to, get the right people that are working on you, the doctors and physical therapists. And, it's like they sort of get things going in the right direction. But actually, there was one doctor I talked to and he said, and this was when I was working on my knee. He said, just give it a little bit of time. Don't do things too quickly because, your body will heal certain things. Just give it a little bit of time. And what I've noticed over the last 3 years is things that I couldn't touch my head with my left arm. I couldn't even come close at first. Then I could shampoo half my head and then all of it. So I couldn't bend my arm straight. I couldn't go up and down stairs, my right knee because the compound fracture of the kneecap. So there's all this stuff that you think that I thought at certain points, okay, this is, I guess, as good as it gets. But then I would take a step better after that. And I think it's just, the body's an amazing structure that can heal itself or deal with stuff to a certain extent.
And tell the story about how Derek Daly kind of helped you through that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was about, he's been in contact throughout, but I think it was about a year after. And, it wasn't a good time. I was just in this nerve pain, which was just no fun at all. And then also it was just couldn't do anything really. Sort of on a plateau, and he did either it was a text I think he sent me or something like that, but he said, it took me, or I still noticed improvements 15 years after that accident I was in.
Wow.
And I thought, okay, but that's the truth because it's 3 years after, and I noticed improvements a couple months ago and to where I'm at right now. So
every plateau or everywhere when you think you're getting to be about as good as it can get, it might just be a plateau and you could get better.
It can. And you gotta, the other thing is you always have to, like, I believe, push your body a little bit. Like Dr. Terry Trammell, who everybody knows, I've always been in contact with him. And when I had my fusion on my back, he said, I was like, what can I do? What can I do to heal this? I want to do whatever possible to heal this. He said, get out and walk because you want a little bit of pressure on that back so that it basically starts growing bone or healing or, fixing itself or healing whatever needs to be healed. Including after a surgery. So you can't overdo it, but you got to load things. You got to work things. Keep moving just a little bit,
Wow.
Memo Gidley, first of all, I want to point out that you're still a driver because you got the Gainsco name in there earlier when you were talking about the car. So the
sponsor, that never goes away.
The sponsor is there. That's part of your DNA. You mentioned earlier, too, about hardware, that you've got hardware inside your body now. Tell us a little bit about where this hardware is and how it works.
Yeah, titanium hardware, so not the cheap stuff.
Wow.
You're like Lieutenant Dan.
The bionic man.
Yeah. I know, yeah. Actually, I ask for my hardware back every time I get hardware out, and they're like, you want your hardware? They have to, like, disinfect it and run tests on it or do all the sort of stuff. I'm like, I just want that hardware. Who knows? Maybe
you're not joking about that, are you?
No, like, maybe I want to put it on my go-kart or something like that. I mean, it's titanium nuts and bolts, you know? I want to check it out. So, but, yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
You need your own crew chief when you get finished with this.
Exactly. No, it's true. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff in me. You know, the crazy thing is, though, and also I have a spinal stimulator in me, which didn't work. It's a nerve thing. It's got a wire that goes up to the spine, and then there's a module back here that controls it all. But so I have all this stuff in me, but actually when I go through a metal detector, nothing goes off except for the zipper in my jeans. That's the only thing that goes off.
Do you have to carry a special card when you get on an airplane to let them know that you got stuff in here and this is what it is?
I do, but I've never used it. So I think it must be the titanium. Maybe that doesn't show up or is not a threat. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe I just smile at them and they say, come on through.
You mix in a little carbon fiber and you'll be good to go.
Good to go, yeah, exactly.
Wow, wow. So how far away are you from getting back in a car? Is that, I'm sure that's something you want to do.
Yes.
You were a super sub many years ago. Now you're going to go back to being a super sub? Are you going to have a contract with somebody? What's the status now?
Well, you know, racing, it's just, you know, even though even when I was a full-time ride, I had a full-time drive or was out there actually healed and ready for a ride, it's like, it's always sort of on and off a little bit. So the biggest thing is just being in a position where if an opportunity opens up, that you're ready to go. You know, like, I'm physically ready, I'm able, and I want to drive.
If somebody knocked on the door right now and said, hey, we need you, you'll be ready to go this weekend?
I'm ready, actually. Yeah, I went to, actually, when I got the okay about a month ago or a month and a half from the doctor, then I went out to the go-kart track, one where nobody was at because they didn't want them to see me.
Right.
But I wanted to get a feel to see if I was physically, you know, nothing sort of jumped out that I couldn't do it. But actually, I was pretty good, and time-wise, everything was good, and everything felt good, so...
Now tell me the times. Were the times commensurate to what you did before?
Yeah, they were. Yeah,
you're as fast as you used to be.
Yeah, it took me a couple of sessions actually, which maybe this is too complicated for most, but just to feel the right amount of rotation, get in the corner, and just be smooth and sort of put it all together. But other than my neck was falling off there for about five laps, just because, you know, the physical strength.
Did you tell the doctor to put another half second a lap in there when he operated on
it? Yeah, exactly. I've got titanium, so, you know, I'm light.
Hey, you know.
Well, you've clearly been working out and doing some things to help your physicality. But like you said, getting in a go-kart, there's some of these muscles that you just, no matter what you work on them in the gym, it doesn't compare to being actually in the seat.
Yeah, no. I mean, when you get in I drive 125 shifters, which is the fastest class. And when you get in those, you know, you're at 2.5 G's through the corners. So physically, I always tell people when I raced Indy cars, I said, you want to drive an Indy car, the closest thing you're going to get to it is driving a 125 shifter.
Wow.
From a grip standpoint, acceleration, all that. So it's very physical. And so it's sort of the upper end of where I would be. And so it was good to get back in that go-kart.
Before we give it back to Kenny, Mimo Gidley, I remember the accident you had at Road America years ago, 10 years ago, whenever it was, and how insane that was.
Yeah.
This is a dumb question from a journalist, a media guy, but is there any comparison between the two?
Not really. Well, no, they're so far apart because the one at Road America, as bad as it looked, I was back in the hotel that night. So, you know, they took me and checked me out and then released me. So I was back in the hotel that night and raced 2 weeks
because all
later.
The energy was dissipated and the car exploded. The
car was destroyed.
Yeah.
I mean, I look at the car. I've got pictures of it. You know, it's in a book. And it was destroyed for sure. But, you know, you just never know. Sometimes you see accidents where the car looks horrible and the person walks away. And sometimes you're like, doesn't look like that bad of a hit. The guy's suffering a little bit more. The one here, it was, you know, I don't remember it. So, but the recovery was for sure the worst.
If two, I could three not, years, yeah.
Yeah, if I could not remember the first year and a half, like, that would be fantastic because the first year and a half was, like, kind of super frustrating, especially at first, and painful.
Do you talk to Matteo Maticelli? Is that how you say his name?
I don't know how you say his name, and honestly, that's one of the big disappointments that I'm – this whole incident. Because
is the guy who you rear-ended.
The guy who I rear-ended, yeah. And regardless of whose fault it may or may have not been, if it was his fault, if it was my fault, you know, whatever. It's like he was out of the hospital the next day, and I was in there for 2 months and definitely suffered a lot more. Well, he got actually went to Sebring, and then they pulled his license because he did something goofy at Sebring, pulled out in front of cars and caused an accident. But he never sent me a text or he never sent me an email and said, how you doing? Which I don't know the guy. He's in Italy, but that was a little disappointing for sure.
Not one word.
Not one word. And I would have, if I was in an accident, even if it was my fault, if I got out of the hospital the next day and the other guy was in there for a while, I probably would have called or sent a text and said, hey, how you doing? Sorry it happened. Something like that, regardless of whose fault it
was. What do you think that is? Why not? Have you heard why he hasn't contacted
you? I haven't. And, you know, if he was a driver in the U.S., then I would reach out to him and say, hey, you know, what's going on? Or just reach out myself. And, you know, why? I would, if he was in the U.S., I would have heard something. I'm not sure why he never reached out at all. Not sure. Disappointing, though.
Very disappointing. Yeah. There's a human decency factor there that was missed.
I would think. Like I said, it's not because it was his fault or my fault or whose fault, but it was a big accident. Two people were involved, and I would have reached out.
Wow.
Let's lighten the mood, though. How cool is she?
She's
and
great.
How much has your wife been through and just being your rock?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you guys see me in a pretty good mood, right? And normally I'm always in a pretty decent mood, happy, smiling. But I'll tell you, when you have a nerve pain, it's like someone – for me, I described it as someone taking a ball-peen hammer, a metal hammer, and hitting me on the tailbone like continuously. That's what it was like at first, the kind of pain. And so that puts you in a mood, very short fuse, you know, very short fuse, like not even there. And, you know, and I would
–
For months. And I would, you know, I would respond in a very, you know, abrupt, mean way just because I was so quick and short. So she, you know – anybody around me, my wife Maddie, you know, my mom, you know, any who were the closest for sure. But Maddie had to live with me, unfortunately.
Did you ever say, Maddie, that, look, dude, I'm about 6 feet away from your backbone right now. I'm going to punch you in that. You
I tried once. No.
Don't make me punch you up in your backbone.
She's like, oh. I'm like, okay, yeah, I got it.
It's a big show. We'll do it again next Sunday night. Thank you guys for being a part of it. Let's go drink.
Yes.
For everybody here, Continental Tire, CatspotLitter.com, and Lucas Oil. Shoot the juice to the moose and stat man.
Got it loose.
Yep.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
With 2.7 million miles of paved roads and 1.4 million miles of unpaved roads in the U.S., where will your Continental Tires take you? Continental Tires new Terrain Contact AT is the ideal all-terrain tire for CUV, SUV, and light trucks and will get you where you need to go. Traction Plus technology gives you the durability to conquer dirt, gravel, and grass while also providing a quiet, comfortable ride on pavement. For more information, visit ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire, for what? You do.
Howdy, it's me again, Jeff from Cat Spa Litter. A big fancy pants ad guy called and said I should hire a professional announcer. Said I didn't have a voice for radio. Can't hurt my feelings. Don't have a face for TV neither. There's only two things that's going to count. Your cat likes it, your nose likes not smelling cat urine. Hey, you see, we make Cat Spa Litter from coconut husk. Nothing else. It's unique. Got a patent from the U.S. government. 100% zaps the urine smell in the litter box, and that's guaranteed. Just scoop it daily and stir it up. Hey, that's it. You won't find it in the stores. We FedEx the Cat Spot to your front door. You visit catspotlitter.com. You watch the video, read the reviews, and then just join up. If your cat don't like it, hey, that ain't no problem. We'll give you your money back. Just go to catspotlitter.com. Do your cat and your nose and your neighbor's nose a favor. And thank you for helping me prove that the fancy pants ad guy, he's wrong.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit LucasOilRacing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV.
grab it, and hold on tight.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, and got to ask you something about buying a new car. Have you been putting it off? You refuse to blow your weekend going from car lot to car lot?
Come on, it's what you just did last year, Kenny. I remember specifically it was an entire week that you spent trying to find just the right model.
That's why I suggest you go to Vroom.com. That's Vroom.com.
Yeah, bottom line, you can stay in your own living room. Stay in your pajamas. Just hit up Vroom.com. You find your perfect car, you finance it, and boom, it's delivered to your door within just a few days. It's that easy.
These aren't cheese corn used cars. Vroom inspects millions of cars from around the country. Vroom only buys the best of the best late model, low mileage vehicles. Vroom cars look incredible.
Bottom line, it's easy, it's hassle free, and it's high quality.
Check them out. That's Vroom.com. Vroom.com.
Just because fuel is becoming cheaper and cars are getting better mileage does not mean you can neglect your car's fuel system. Lucas Oil's Deep Clean Fuel System Cleaner scrubs your car's entire fuel system from the tank to the combustion chamber. It's specially formulated to reduce NOx and pinging, providing better performance and higher MPG. You'll also be helping the environment by reducing dangerous emissions. All in one little bottle with Lucas Deep Clean.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.